With Martin Bester.
What about this time of day? You know, like to just catch up what's been happening, what happened overnight, what happened since we left the show the previous day, what's going down in our world, what is interesting. And there's one story, man. There's one story. It's our very own Jazzy D. There's a video out of him helping a woman deliver a baby. How about that? Listen to this.
Make sure you're okay. Umbilical is out, ne? Mm. Let's just check, baby, if the baby's okay. Where's the head? Okay, it's fine. Yeah. Okay, don't close it too much. So we wanted to breathe also, right? Mommy, you here? Don't close the mouth. Go straight to hospital, ne? Wow. I really didn't know what to do. But we managed to get the baby out. She had a natural birth. The baby came out, and they're going to drive to Lordium, which is 5 minutes away, and I'll check up on them later. Wow.
Jazzy!
Sorry.
So it's now not DJ Jazzy D, now anymore. It's Dr. Jazzy D in the house.
I got that a lot. A couple of people have been calling me no more the Groove Master. They call me the Doctor Master.
That's it, my brother. That's it. That's it.
We can work on that, but yes.
We'll give Victor the DJ, and then you can take the doctor. I think that's what's going to happen. Dude, what a story, man. What a story. Good to see you, my friend. And thanks for coming in so early. What happened? Where did this happen?
This happened on the R55 in Vierde Road. So that night I had an all-white party. And I was dressed in white. And I got to the robot. So I got to this robot and I seen these two guys running away from a car. And I thought at that moment, it looked like, you know, there's this trick on Facebook where the guy throws fireworks in the car and everybody jumps out and they run away. So it looked like that. Okay. And at the same time, I thought it's maybe a hijack situation, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So I seen one of the guys turn around and I rolled on the window and I asked him, what's up? And he said to me, listen, my wife, she's having a baby.
Oh.
And it's the last thing that I wanted to hear, you know?
The very last.
It was very cold. I'd say it was probably around about 13, 12 in the area where we're at.
Yeah.
I reversed the car and immediately jumped out of the car and I could hear a baby crying. And I thought, like, you know, this is happening at that very moment when I jumped out. I think this is precise timing, you know? When I got to the lady... the funny part was, before I got to her, I first looked at the husband so I could size him up, thinking, as ek no daar gaan vang, like he pak slag kry, so I could just measure up, you know.
All this going through a person's mind. Yes, you know, you gotta consider it all,
but,
yeah?
But the husband, I could see, was very scared, you know.
Shame, where was he now, just standing around?
He was about 3-4 meters away from me.
Oh.
And he had that look on his face that... They're worried. I don't know what to do. How can I you know, looking at the phone, seeing if you can call someone. At that stage, I was trying to get this Namola app on, you know?
Yes.
And there was like a dead zone where we were in.
Yeah.
And there was absolutely no reception, you know? So
now you realized you have to now do this.
Yes. And, you know, I sometimes when I think about this, I'd say, no ways. I'm not going to do this. But... You put in a situation where you're going to make a decision saying, there's no one else that's going to do it.
Husband's not going to do it. He looks a bit panicky.
You have to be here, you know. Yeah. And if I look at this whole ordeal, you know, it's not like I was the main character here. The woman giving birth was the soldier.
That's
you know,
it.
She said there would ease and all I needed to do was comfort her.
So she was calm.
She was amazingly calm.
And how far was the baby?
Listen, so when I got out and I heard this baby crying, you know, I had to first, after sizing up the husband, I talked to the lady and I said, listen, I really just want to help you. And because I was going to an all-white event, I was dressed in white. They thought maybe this guy's a doctor, you know. I then lifted up the blanket and I seen only the baby's head was out.
Ooh.
It was really, really, really messy. And you must know, this is... We're talking about 13 degrees. They're sitting on a sand floor. She's only got a thin layer of blanket underneath her. And I don't want to see too much because I'm thinking also the wind is strong. Mm. You know, let's keep this baby close. And I,
We
just closed up the baby and I tried to get the husband away because he was pickering around and he was really, really
nervous.
It wasn't
helping.
Yeah, it wasn't helping the situation.
You go stand one side. He's one side, right?
Mm. The guy that helped them, who was a driver, he's one side. It's only me and the mom sitting here now. And all I needed to do was talk it through, you know. I said to her, listen, number one, the baby's crying. It's a good thing. We want to hear the baby crying. If the baby is keeping quiet, then we should be worrying. So I said,
so far so good.
Yeah, because she had this worried face, and I said, no, don't worry. I think everything is good, and all I needed to do was talk her through.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. And within 3 minutes, she said to me, "Look, it's done now. The baby is completely out."
Mm.
And then I checked again, and umbilical cord was still attached to her mom. So
how did you know this, all this stuff?
So listen, I've got 2 kids, you know.
Okay.
And
have you seen a birth before?
No.
But somewhere you
not so visual like this. Yeah, I've witnessed my kids being born. You know.
Okay. Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, when you in a theater with medical doctors and nurses, there, it's totally different because I can watch, but I don't have to participate in helping. So when it came to that umbilical cord part, I was like,
would you have known? I mean, now the baby is out. Would you have known to check what's still inside?
No.
I would not have thought about that.
The umbilical cord and those things, no.
You know, it's almost like you needed to be there, hey?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Listen, Martin, I knew about the afterbirth. So there's the afterbirth that you have to also look out for, you know? But I was very scared with the umbilical cord. I thought, like, this could be that one thing that I could mess up here.
Sure.
And maybe we should just try and find a medical professional, you know, that's going to come here. As long as the baby is warm and closed. But the mom, minutes later, just said to me, listen, she detached the umbilical cord, you know?
Okay.
And at that stage, when I looked again, the baby was apart from the mom.
Yeah.
So the idea for me was just to get the mom up at that moment, get her in the car, because I'm thinking we're in the middle of nowhere.
Besides Esther, I mean, jeez, imagine this woman.
I've never seen something like that. This lady was sitting with consummate ease, you know? Yeah. There was no form of, like, someone that's really, really going crazy.
And mom and baby both fine. They got to the hospital okay.
Yes, 100%.
Did you speak to her again?
Yes. No, I didn't speak to her mom because her mom was really tired. I called Wellington later.
The driver.
That morning. No, Wellington is a dad.
I called
him around about 5 or 6 in the morning just after my event. And he said to me, listen, they're at Kalafong Hospital. And the baby is doing well. She's 100%.
Well, there you go, man. What a beautiful story.
Sure. Jazzy.
So, and this guy, he still goes on to do the gig. You know, DJ Jazzy D in the house, how's it? On the way here, just delivered a baby quickly. And, you know.
Listen, man, I had to go and share that story with the fans where I was, because I got late to my gig, obviously. And the message for me was more so that we were on the eve of Women's Day, you know.
Beautiful.
I think this thing happened at about 10 past 10 in the evening. We were on the eve of Women's Day, and it was such a great reminder to me how important women are in our lives. You know, they have that 9 minutes duration, which they 9 months duration, which they have to go through, and giving birth to a baby within 5 minutes, it all comes down to that. You know, it was the greatest reminder to me.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Eve of Women's Day 2019. This very own Jazzy D and this incredible lady, and of course the baby. If they don't name that baby Jazzy, then I don't know. if they don't name her Jazzy. Or at least D.
No, it's Warren's daughter's name is Jazlyn.
Yeah.
So there we go. Jazlyn, yeah.
But this is an incredible story. Thanks for coming in, my friend, and sharing this with us, and just well done. Well done.
Thanks for having me.
You know, from now on, of course, it's going to be
My baby soul.
Jazzy D in the house, everybody. Beautiful story. Go and watch the video. We'll put it up on our blog on jackaranfm.com.
Got something you want to say? Yeah. Well, we want to hear it. Talk to us on
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Join the conversation at
Jack of Breakfast.